Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 FY24 results conference call of Vishnu Chemicals Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Vora from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for giving us this opportunity to host them. We have with us today Mr. Siddhartha Cheruvuli, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Hanuman Bansali, Vice President, Finance and Strategy. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Meet. Good morning, everyone. We welcome you all to this earnings call update. I will start with the financial performance achieved during the second quarter of this financial year. The consolidated total income increased by 3% sequentially from 303 crores in Q1 FY24 to 311 crores in Q2 FY24. On a consolidated level, the gross margins in Q2 FY24 was consistent at 45.1%, compared to 46.3% in Q1 FY24. The gross profit at a consolidated level remained unchanged at 139 crores in Q2 FY24. The stable margin trend on the gross profit level remains in line with our historical range of 45%. The consolidated EBITDA in Q2 FY24 was 49 crores, compared to 53 crores in the previous quarter. The lower EBITDA, as you can see, was due to increase in fixed costs and conversion costs by nearly 5 crores, which was particularly related to post-operative expenses in the newly commissioned barium project. The PAT for this quarter was 24 crores, compared to 29 crores in the previous quarter, a reduction of 16% on a sequential basis. With an ongoing focus on maintaining our financial health and stronger balance sheet, the company reduced its absolute debt by 63 crores during the first six months on a consolidated level. We are happy to share that we have achieved a debt-to-equity level of 0.5 times as on 30th September 2023, compared to 0.9 times as on 31st March 2023. The company expects to reduce its finance costs from Q3 FY24 onwards. On the working capital, the company achieved a current ratio of 1.6 times at a consolidated level. This is well above the industry average. The receivable days of the company stood at 49 days during the quarter gone by. Now, I will request the Joint Managing Director of our company, Mr. Siddhartha Cheruvuli, to comment on the highlights of the chromium chemistry as well as barium chemistry. Over to you.
Thank you, Hanuman. Good morning, everyone. Wishing you a very happy Diwali and season's greeting. I'd like to highlight on the chromium chemical industry. The demand for chromium chemical remains robust, with encouraging volume offtake during the quarter. Standalone domestic and export sales grew by 6% and 7% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. On the raw material front, chromo prices remain at elevated levels and reached their highest level in Q2 FY24. This leads to moderate increase in cost of goods sold at a standalone level during the quarter. Company uses chromo for its chemical manufacturing. A stable and consistent supply of raw material is critical for our operation, as it minimizes the risk of supply disruptions or price fluctuations in the open market. In the recent years, the company has taken steps to reduce its reliance on external procurement of raw material. In this direction and spirit, the board of Vishnu Chemicals has approved to acquire chromo reserve and a processing plant as a long-term strategy. Also, like to throw some light on our barium vertical. We have achieved breakeven in newly acquired barite beneficiation plant in the very first quarter of the operation. Quarter 2 FY24 had higher fixed costs due to integration of newly commissioned plants and stabilization of varied beneficiation facility acquired in FY24. The newly commissioned plant of Pisteri barium sulfate has an installed capacity of 30,000 tons per annum and is expected to reach over 50% utilization by second half of FY24. The output has received incredible reception from the organized customers in India and overseas markets, largely in the powder coating and automotive paint industry and battery application. Our plant and process is built to meet stringent quality requirement of multinational paint companies globally, and it's a clear import replacement. Now I request we start the floor open.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. First of all, on this mine acquisition, so basically just wanted to understand to what would be the timeline when, I mean, we should expect the acquisition of mine to be completed and when should we see the actual benefit to reflect on numbers?
Good morning, Mr. Rohit. Thank you for your question. Right now, the board has only proposed to has approved this proposal to acquire the mine as well as the processing plant. The company is evaluating this, and it's pretty early right now to give a comment on the timeline. We are still busy with our CAPEX plants and the chromium chemicals, and this would take nearly a year from now to fully get completed.
Okay. So, what would be the rough capital outflow for this?
So, we have just taken a board approval. We have not evaluated the assets or, you know, not engaged with any parties as of now. So, it will be very early. But from where we see, you know, this won't be a major capital outflow. Because chrome ore mines globally are, very explosive and not in line with the other mines that are acquired. So it's more to do with how the processing plant works and how we can take the mine from the ground, take the chrome ore from the ground and process it and get it to a level where we can use it for our own facility. So it's very little to do with the cost of mine, because it's more to do with the cost of replacement of setting up a processing plant on our own versus, you know, getting this started through an inorganic expansion.
Okay. Just to take it further, I mean, we recently did a QIP and money was majorly for the use of expansion of our existing capacities. So with this acquisition online, so would there be any how we should be basically going to fund this CAPEX, or it would be from the internal accrual? And if you could also briefly highlight, if at all possible, that what kind of benefit on raw material prices we should expect, especially when we are seeing that raw material prices are reaching the highest level.
I'll first answer the second part. That on the raw material front, there are two parts to it. We have done a lot of work with respect to reducing the cost on the raw material side, and also decreasing our reliance on external procurement of certain raw materials, both in chromium chemicals as well as barium chemistry. But we have not done any work on the chrome ore front. So this will be the first step towards taking control of the supply side of the chrome ore. And this would also help us in the longer run as we keep increasing the capacities of sodium dichromate and its derivatives. Second aspect is, like you asked about the capital outflow and the use of QIP funds. The capital outflow in the QIP is majorly for the, you know, as specified in the QIP placement document, was for reduction of working capital and debt, which we have done already in the first 6 months. Our overall debt has come down, our overall long-term borrowings has come down by nearly 63 crores, and we have also reduced our working capital requirement during this period. So any further capital that we would require for inorganic expansion would be generated over a period of time for our internal accruals, and we also have access to some portion of general corporate funds from the QIP portion.
Okay. So that is from my side as of now. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to check on the chrome side of the business. You know, between the last three, four quarters now, is it lot to do with the chrome ore RM, which is shrinking the GM, or do you want to call out something else? And, you know, between the last three, four quarters now, what will be the utilization of the chrome asset of, I think, 70,000 capacity, right? Are the volumes stable, or there is any changes in the volume that we see in the last three, four quarters? Because your peak was at about 300, 320 crores, and now you are at about 260 to 270 crores.
Yeah, good morning, Pritesh. This is...
Good morning. Good morning.
On a quarter-on-quarter basis, we have seen a volume increase in chromium in terms of SPC output produced. However, you know, there has been a decrease in gross margin, down about 4%, mainly on account of chrome ore price increase, followed by that, you know, and our absolute EBITDA has also come down from on a Y-on-Y basis. But what we are seeing, is mainly on account of value correction across the derivatives versus what we have seen on a Y-on-Y basis in general.
So value correction on YOY means a drop in the chrome ore product realizations.
Yes.
For the same volume.
Correct.
Or a lower volume?
No, for the same volume.
For the same volume, okay. So then for the same volume, it means that the price correction in the chrome the product line is about 14-15%.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm sure we all are witnessing across the industry in general. Moving forward, what we are seeing is, I mean, we're very happy to share that, you know, the CO2 acidification, what we have done, is progressing well. We are currently operating at 75%. And moving forward by this, by end of this year or by Q4 of FY24, we are expecting it to operate at 90%, and it's been very steady. We're very happy with the output overall, and it's definitely going to support our EBITDA margins as we move towards end of this financial year.
Okay.
And like you say, we are coming back to the chrome ore. We have seen this cycle even into 2016. And this time it has been relatively longer than what we have anticipated. And there were some challenges to pass on the price increase during the quarter two. What we are seeing is, again, there has been better inquiries. I mean, instead of, you know, when customers were looking at a monthly or bi-monthly basis, I think there has been a more clarity that the prices have come down to the levels where they will stay or they will eventually go up. So people are talking about fixing up for a half, quarterly or half yearly basis. So we are seeing a lot more inquiries, and we are going back to them with an increased pricing, and we have already made some adjustment, upward adjustment in some accounts for quarter four. So we are hoping better realizations during quarter four of the financial year. And also we are seeing some cooling down in promo prices. This is based on the index, what we have in our hand, and I think the outlook is it's going to soften a little bit more towards early next year.
Can you comment on the movement in chrome ore prices in the last three quarters? What is the movement and what it is today now?
The chrome ore prices have, I can give you a percentage, cannot give it. The prices have increased approximately by about 25%.
In the last three quarters?
Correct.
In the last quarter or last?
Three quarters. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just have a couple of more questions. One on the barium side. Between standalone and consolidated, what we see is still the 30,000 ton capacity of the barium sulfate flowing through the numbers, right? The
yeah.
Barium precipitate capacity, when it is getting operational?
Well, it is already operational, and as we speak, we are producing it. We are operating at about 40%. We already received few approvals and vendor quotes from some of the big paint, few of the big paint manufacturers. And as we go towards quarter four, we are expecting the operating levels to be at the level of 60%.
Okay.
And even the exports have started, things are moving on that front as well. In terms of, like to throw some light on the volumes as well. I mean, if we compare Q1 to Q2, our volumes on a combination of carbonate and barium sulfate have actually increased by 10%. Also, the gross margins have gone up by about 10%. But given the fact that this asset has been capitalized, so there is a impact of interest costs and higher depreciation, which will continue for the next 2 years.
So just clarifying here, 40% capacity utilization for barium precipitate and 100% capacity utilization for barium sulfate, 3,000 ton, right? That is a part of this quarter two numbers.
Like to correct that. It's about 80% utilization of barium carbonate and 35% utilization of barium sulfate.
Okay. And my last question is on the QIP money raised. I could see from the balance sheet the pref capital being repaid of about, of about 77 crores, right? Other than that, how much cash is now in the balance sheet? And some cash seems to be in the, I don't know, how much is the cash in the balance sheet? How was the QIP money utilized?
Good morning, Pritesh. This is Hanuman with you. The total debt, including the long-term borrowings and the short-term borrowings and the CRPS and unsecured loans from promoters entities, as of 31st March was 379 crores, which has come down to 315 crores now. There is no repayment in the preferential capital of the share in the form of CRPS, so which is still standing at 6.7 crores as of 30th September. There is repayment of unsecured loans of promoters, which was 26 crores as of 31st March, and that has been repaid, but there is no reduction of CRPS. It still stands as it is.
Sorry, the total liability was 356 crores. Is now
379. It was 379 crores as of 31st March, and now it is 315 CR.
Okay, so let's say you prepaid about 65 crores there.
Yes.
And balance money, where I can see the balance sheet?
We have utilized those funds in working capital, and some portion of it is staying in our cash and cash equivalents. So we had 21 crores of cash and cash equivalents as of 31st March, which is now at 77 crores in the balance sheet.
Okay. And there is some other liability item also which is repaid at about 100 crores, from 154 to 69.
Yeah, the total amount that's repaid is 150 crores. So that includes my long-term borrowings as well as my short-term borrowings. Overall, it looks at 63 crores because there is infusion of capital towards the newly acquired Barite beneficiation plant. So effectively, it looks at 63 crores. But long-term borrowings have come down by nearly about 75 crores. So our term loan from banks specifically was 140 crores as of 31st March, which has now come down to 98 crores at a consolidated level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sudhir Beda from Beda Family Office. Please proceed.
Yeah, season's greetings, sir, and happy Dhanteras to you all, Vishnu team. Sir, my questions are, you have stated in your press note that there is an increase in the fixed and conversion cost by 5 crore during the year. This is the integration of newly commissioned barium sulfide plant or precipitated barium, right? So, this is a one-time cost or it will recur in the future as well? It's 5 crore. Hello?
Yeah. Good morning, Sudhir ji. Wishing you happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali.
Yeah, thank you.
Regarding your query, given the operating levels of the plant, of course, especially barium sulfate, the yields are not to the level what we have envisaged, given the lower operating level where the consumption of raw materials as well as electricity and energy are not to the optimum levels yet. So you ask me, will this continue moving forward as we progress in terms of going up to 60-70% levels? We will achieve that yield as per the stoichiometry. And the energy norm. So I would say even during the next quarter, they won't be an impact to the level what we have seen this quarter too, but it will be much lesser than that. As the operating model, we are expecting it to be 55-60% level this quarter.
Yeah, so as the volume goes up, this cost will be spreaded over the higher volume, right?
Yes.
So, what's the outlook on the newly commissioned plant for next 2-3 quarters? As I understand that there is a great demand because of the Chinese prospects are not great and the supply also stopped from now. So, if you can throw light on the barium sulfate product which you have commenced, demand outlook and pricing for next 2-3 quarters.
Demand outlook continues to remain strong as we are seeing increase in imports on a Y-on-Y basis. The total imports already for the first 9 months stand at 25,000-26,000 tons versus same year last year it was at 20,000 tons. So we could witness a significant growth, especially in the powder coating industry as well as the battery application, as it acts as a cathode extender. Right now, our focus will be to work with the big multinationals where we are going through the approval, because 70% of the market is, in the hands of organized players. So there is an approval process which we are going through. We already received approval and vendor quotes from two major end users, and we are in discussion with them to start supplying from January 2024, and we are hoping to have 70% of their demand in the first year, and also to the mid to the lower end of the end users. We are already supplying them on a regular basis.
I mean, Chromium vertical also, as you have stated in an earlier reply, that you are able to now increase the pass on the increased cost of raw material to some account. So we believe that this will lead to a margin expansion in coming quarters, or how it will pan out?
I like to reiterate, say that, you know, we continue to have the position, the leadership position in India. So that is continuing, you know, it's not impacting our volume in any way. And as you see, we see Indian market still remains very resilient in spite of some headwinds in the export market. Definitely, we are not an exception, at least in the space where we are operating. Exports, we are seeing some sort of headwinds in terms of demand, relatively more supply than last year. So there has been an impact, especially on the pricing and partially some volume. But in India, we've actually consciously decided to increase our presence. So we would also see in terms of, you know, our mix, you know, we will see more sales, the domestic versus exports this year. But that, and that was a conscious decision made, keeping also the margin assertiveness in that space.
Great, sir. So thanks, sir, for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. So my question relates to chrome ore. Which form of chrome ore do you use? Means you use chrome ore or ferrochrome? Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sunil. This is Siddhartha with you.
Yeah.
So we are using chemical grade chrome ore. We are not using any ferrochrome.
Okay. And how much is the total requirement in a year at current capacity?
It's quite sizable. We are talking about more than a lakh tons a year.
Oh, okay, fine. And about the barium, how's the outlook for now demand from tiles industry? Whether it is improving or how is the outlook?
The tile industry in India, still the demand remains quite resilient in general, especially in the domestic market, and we have a sizable market share in that given our quality. Well, outside India, we are seeing some slowdown in general. We are seeing an impact of 10 to 20% in terms of demand, especially in this application. But in the other end use, when it comes to water purification and bricks, it remains quite steady in general.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for a decent set of numbers despite, you know, the entire chemical industry is going through a lot of disturbances and turmoil right now. So my first question pertains to, you know, the barium carbonate side, why, you know, there is a sluggishness or the kind of weakness that we are seeing in that segment. If you could, guide us through some deeper understanding that why that segment is not doing that great. So that will be really helpful, sir.
Good morning, sir. It's mainly to do with the globally how the construction industry and infra is doing. We are witnessing a slowdown, especially in China, where the real estate market is not doing quite well. So what we are seeing is some additional capacity available for carbonate in China, which is actually putting some price pressure globally in general. Parallelly, also Europe, even the real estate industry, is relatively sluggish compared to last year. That's what worked. Yes, that's the reason what we believe. You know, the demand is kind of subdued at the moment.
Okay, so till the time we don't see the recovery in those real estate market, either in China or maybe in Europe, probably this segment is going to be subdued. That is what the tracking point here.
It is to some extent, but what we are witnessing is Indian real estate market still continues to be quite robust and relatively resilient in spite of this headwinds. So our industry, domestic tile industry, especially in the Morbi area, is still going strong and becoming a net exporter moving forward. So we are seeing more volumes coming out of India. So that will, to some extent, balance overall volumes of paper.
Got it, sir. And, sir, what about, getting the opportunity of the largest chromium plant getting shut down in Europe? Have we started seeing some sort of order flows or inquiries for our company? And how do we see this opportunity to play out maybe over next couple of quarters?
It's a very good observation. So this particular factory in Europe, they make a very specialty grade oxide. So we are in touch with those customers constantly, and we are working on their specifications in general. So it's in on R&D phase and in approval process at the moment. So we are hoping definitely to see some good order flow for this particular product, derivative of chromium, from Q1 of next year.
Okay, got it, sir. And just, sir, finally, the first half was little bit, we could say muted for our company. Can we expect second half to be better than the first half, and maybe going into next financial year, the kind of capacities that we have built up, it is fair to assume a 15-20% kind of growth in maybe in volume is something which is doable for us. If you could just guide on that front, it would be really helpful.
We are working in the direction, and we are quite hopeful, but we should be also mindful about how the export market is doing, and we are definitely keeping our fingers crossed to, in terms of revenues, in terms of EBITDA margin, for the company as well as the investor, it has to be much better than H1.
Got it. Thank you, sir, and all the very best, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anil Sarin from Centrum. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Hanumant and Siddharth. I wanted to know some details about this backward integration that you have done in chrome ore and beneficiation. What is the price difference that you will be able to achieve? Like how much has been spent on this, and how much of saving on an annual basis do you expect from this chrome beneficiation plant?
Good morning, Mr. Anil. Thank you for your question. It's very early to right now talk about the cost savings that we will achieve. The main intent behind this procurement or this acquisition would be to look at a long-term supply of chrome ore. So then there is no correlation between the changes in the chrome ore prices and the end use market. So we would have a consistent supply of chrome ore without any volatilities on the pricing side. Because today, if you observe, the chrome ore pricing globally is correlated more to the stainless steel industry. And that is one industry that we do not cater to. So our end-use market is more determined basis on, the 12 applications that we sell into. But the raw material side is more correlated to the stainless steel industry. With this acquisition, it clearly demarcates the thin line. And then we would have control on the prices of chrome ore, consistent supply. And from today's consumption of nearly 100,000 tons on annual basis, as we go forward, we are looking at nearly 200,000 tons in 3 to 4 years from now. So this consistent supply will help us, you know, meet our expectations, meet our manufacturing requirements seamlessly. It's a similar benefit that we got when we earlier envisaged the soda ash plant nearly 4 to 5 years ago. At that point of time, soda ash prices were just about 20 rupees a kg, and there's not a huge incentive in the short term. But in the longer term, we can see today that soda ash prices have gone from from a historical average of 20 rupees a kg to a current pricing of nearly 32, 33 rupees a kg. And the same backward integration plant that we have set up is now giving us much more higher profits and improved our overall gross profit. So that's how we are modeling it, looking at it from a long-term perspective. And as we move forward and as we do some more work, we'll have more idea about the clear cost advantage that we will have from this acquisition.
Okay, thanks. That helps. I have a follow-on question. You know, talking about the quarter gone by, I couldn't fully understand in some of your earlier answers. What I think I heard was that volume has been up 14%, but the profits are down by a certain percentage on a YOY basis. Part of the reason is you're saying that the prices have come off of the derivatives of the end product, whereas the raw material prices have gone up. So that should have reflected itself in the gross margin contraction, but even that is not there. So it would help all of us if you could elaborate a little bit on the overall volume, raw material price, as well as the end product prices across both barium as well as chromium derivatives of yours.
Thank you for your question. So let us talk about one vertical first, that is chromium chemicals. So last quarter we had seen a maintenance shutdown due to which our overall operating levels were nearly about 70% on a base of 80,000 tons of sodium dichromate. There is no maintenance now, and there's no maintenance likely to be in the second half of this financial year. So we have operated the capacities at nearly about 80% plus levels in the second quarter of chromium chemicals, due to which we have seen higher volume and production in the chromium segment. On the blended realization side, we have seen a decline of nearly about 15% compared to last quarter. And that is where you see that, you know, there is not the entire gain that we could see from the volume increase. But overall, the spreads are intact, and that's how it's visible on the gross profit at absolute level. So at a standalone level, we made a gross profit of 112 crores this quarter compared to 116 crores in the last quarter. In the barium side, overall the volumes are slightly better than last quarter since we had production coming.
Anuman, just one thing. Last quarter, when you say, it means the June quarter or the previous year September quarter?
No. When I said last quarter, it's the June quarter.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Please carry on.
Yes. On the barium side, we have seen slightly better volumes because of production coming from precipitated barium sulfate. And that has led to, you know, marginal increase in overall gross profitability, because precipitated barium sulfate is a slightly better product in terms of profitability for us. But on an overall level, we have seen a bit of softness on the barium carbonate side. So at a gross profit, at the absolute gross profit level, we saw that in Q1 FY24, we delivered nearly about 22 crores of gross profit in Vishnu Barium, which was about 23 crores in Q2 FY24. So the difference is not much, and that's how on a consol level, our gross profit remains at 139 crores in Q2 FY24. Like I said, which is in line with 139.2 crores achieved in Q1 FY24. On your second question about the profit, the net profit of the company at 24 crores in Q2 FY24 compared to 29 crores in Q1 FY24. The 16% decline is because of two factors. One is our higher depreciation cost, which has gone up from 7.1 crores in Q1 FY24 to 8.9 crores in Q2 FY24. And our fixed and conversion cost, which has gone up from 88 crores in Q1 FY24 to 93 crores in Q2 FY24. So that's the near about 7 crores difference that we saw at the PBT level. And hence it translated into a 16% decline at the PAT level.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's a very good explanation. Last, if I may, going forward, I mean, whatever I'm hearing from the commentary, we do sell, I mean, our international revenue is more than 50% of our total, and international conditions are not that great. Specifically, construction is doing badly, and it is expected to do very badly, whether it's in China or it's in US or in Europe. So I guess the domestic business will have to sort of step up and take up some of the load. So given the international situation being what it is, what is the overall outlook? We'll clearly get a benefit from this value-added barium plant that we have got, for sure. That will be a benefit. We will get some benefit from raw materials, you know, on both sides now, whether chrome or, you know, barite, having under our control. That is a benefit. But demand could be soft internationally as we look, as we go forward. So if you can give a general commentary about the second half, as well as the year going ahead, that would be very helpful.
Good morning, Mr. Anil. Siddharth with you. That's a very, very good observation in general. But again, I'd like to bring to your notice that, you know, the idea of the company, even in our subsidiary, is to work on a flexible product mix, which we are doing in general. So let's say the key starting raw material for barium carbonate or barium sulfate, I mean, on an N+1 basis, remain the same. So given the how the, you know, since we have enough capacity even on the barium sulfate, as we would see, let's say the paint and the coatings industry, since we are witnessing good demand, overall growth is, remains quite stable and resilient. We will focus more on barium sulfate and barium hydroxide. And also we are parallelly working on another derivative called strontium carbonate. As we move forward, so I think we are working very closely with our team to develop more flexible product mix within the assets we have created in order to, you know, handle this kind of headwinds.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Without impacting the volumes.
Okay, great. Thanks for that explanation. Look forward to a great future ahead. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Happy Diwali to you and your
family. Happy Diwali. Happy Diwali to you too.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Darshil from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Hope I'm audible. Hello.
Yes, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Yeah. So just wanted to know, sir, how do we take FY24 as a year? Maybe it's a year of consolidation, where afterwards in FY25 we can, you know, compensate for FY24 growth. Would that be a fair way to look at it? Because we can expect international markets to, you know, maybe help us back with a new plant also coming in. So my point is, how do we look at FY25 and maybe beyond, like January? Because we had some margin decline right now in Q2, which for the new plant, we'll have some time for stabilization. So FY25, can we get back to, you know, our aim of maybe, you know, 19% EBITDA and, you know, what kind of revenue do we see in FY 2025? That's the main thing. Because FY 2024, I don't know, will we be able to do what we've done in revenues FY 2023? How do we take this year as of such? Because there are a lot of macro factors also, so just wanted to, you know, get your sense on it.
Good morning. Thank you for your question. Yes, the next 6 months are going to be a derivative of macro factors. But as we see that, you know, as we enter into the new calendar year and subsequently the new financial year, there will be certain areas which will work in our favor. Predominantly the, you know, the commissioning of precipitated barium sulfate plant. I mean, that would operate at nearly about 60% in Q4, and as we enter into the new financial year, it will operate at nearly about 70% to 80%. And also the barium carbonate plant is expected to generate higher volumes as we see the construction activity improve at least after the next couple of quarters. So both of them will lead to better profitability for our subsidiary company, and that will reflect in our consolidated financials. That's what we are estimating. On the chromium chemical side, there are a few things that we are already working on. We are working on further reducing the cost of power through adoption of solar power. And that over a period of time will help us, you know, reduce our fixed costs that we are incurring right now. And the backward integration plant of soda ash that started in January 2022, we'll complete 2 years of that plant in December. And next year we are hoping to operate the plant at nearly at 80% to 85% utilization Q4 onwards and 90% from Q1 of next financial year onwards. So that will further improve our cost savings and subsequently gross profits. So these are the areas that clearly indicate that, yes, the next calendar year as well as the next financial year looks better, and give and take, if the macro factors support us, it will be much better. But the micro factors at a company level that we are doing will further, you know, improve our profitability next year.
Okay. That helps. So just to summarize, maybe in FY 24, we'll maintain the run rate that we are currently at of H1. And when the growth, we maybe, you know, come to know more in, you know, FY first quarter, that, or maybe at quarter four, we'll come to know a better picture for it. Because for any guidance you would like to give for FY 25?
Right now, it would be too early for us to give a guidance for FY 25. But we take your observations and we'll keep the investors posted.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's all from my side. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kaushik Kani from Abans Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Siddharth and Am I audible?
Sir, some echo is coming from your line.
Yeah, is this better?
Yes, this is better. Please go ahead.
What we have been seeing in the press release is that gross margins over last couple of years, almost 4 to 5 years, have been steady at around 45-46%. So what sort of scope do we have in terms of increasing this margins, A? And B, basically, if at all, and let's say next 1 year, if we buy a reserve mine, would that lead to what sort of, you know, margin expansion due to that?
Good morning, Mr. Dani. This is Siddharth with you. Well, our ideal our intent and our ideally we'd like to focus on improving the gross margin mainly by focusing on flexible product mix as we move forward. We'll be definitely going to leverage that. And also what, you know, also have shared in the commentary that we are seeing the chromo prices cooling down a little bit. We've already seen some few drops in the last few weeks. We're expecting few more to come, you know, by end of this quarter. So that will definitely help to improve the gross margins. Hopefully get back to the levels where we were at 46% during the Q1.
Okay.
And also parallelly, with this Cromore mine acquisition, it will definitely keep our gross margins over 50%, which will be our ideal target in the years to come.
Let's say till the time, if there is no mine acquisition, then do you think this 46% is like, say, your peak margin?
It depends on how the other, you know, value add derivatives will help to improve the gross margin. But otherwise, pretty much we'll be looking at 46-47%. No, we'll definitely improve in the quarter four, given the fact that, Cromore prices are coming down, and whereas the finished product prices have kind of flattened or going up marginally.
Okay, and a little bit bookkeeping, but I just wanted to understand on an annual basis, how will our capacity increase shape up, let's say, 24 over 23 and 25 over 24 for chromium?
Right now it's very difficult for us to give a timeline. But as we progress, I'll be able to throw more light towards the end of this financial year on when this new capacity will come online. But let me tell you that the CapEx is in progress at the moment.
So this FY24, let's say, assuming the expansion is going on, it will lead to what sort of capacity?
We are looking at about 15-20% increase in capacity.
15-20% on 70 or 80, sorry.
Yeah. On 80,000 tons.
Yeah, and what about barium?
Barium, I think the capacity is already there. We are working on ramping it up and getting it to a 80% operating level.
Yeah, which is 35 currently.
Yeah. Which is at 45 currently.
45.
With the combination of barium carbonate and barium salt.
Yeah, 30-30, right? Precipitate is 30 and this one is 30.
No, it's 50-30.
50 and 30, okay. So PBS would be 30, okay.
Yeah.
Once the fully operational, or let's say at an optimal capacity utilization, precipitate barium sulfate should add to what percentage of your barium revenues? On a full year basis?
To about 50%.
50%. On the current growth rate, on the current number.
Correct.
Okay. And finally, any capex declared for the next year?
No, not yet.
Okay. Wishing you a happy Dhanteras. Thank you.
Thank you. Wishing you a happy Diwali. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rinkin Shah from Omkara Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, Siddharth. So I just wanted to understand how is supply side reacting in barium carbonate. So we are seeing some sort of softness in this vertical. You alluded to demand side construction activity slowdown globally. But is there any sort of supply side coming up which is adding more to it?
No, we are not seeing that, or at least we are not hearing that in general. But I don't think there's any additional capacity which has come up and, put a lot of supply or availability in the market. It's just in general demand slowdown outside India, what we are witnessing.
Okay. And secondly, I think in the last 18 months, we are used to seeing the sodium dichromate prices moving in tandem with the chromol prices. But I think in the last 6 months, we have sort of seen a break in the correlation. So, would you, help us explain why that is happening?
In general, chemical prices cooling down. Like we said, chromol the major end-use industry, 90% is into ferrochrome, which thereby goes into stainless steel. So it has very little to do with the chemical industry, how the chemical industry is doing. So the impact on the chemical industry or the pricing methodology doesn't play a very big role for the producers. Okay. Whereas in general, given the fact that there has been a slowdown, especially in the construction and leather industry, it's a combination of lower demand and the raw material price increase. So there has been an impact. Okay.
So we expect like some sort of reversal in H2 maybe?
Sorry, please repeat that.
So I'm saying the chromium vertical, we are expecting some sort of reversal in what has happened.
Yeah, I mean, like I've shared with everyone that, you know, we are already seeing the chrome ore prices cooling down on account of stainless steel industry in China, and especially the stainless steel is also going into construction industry. They are already witnessing a slowdown, you know, as we speak. So we are seeing a good amount of cooling off going to happen in terms of pricing in the next few months. So it doesn't mean that the prices of raw material come down and we have to again readjust our finished product pricing, because that has already been done. So either it will remain subdued or we will definitely make an effort to increase the finished product pricing and focus on the product mix where we will see a better gross margin.
Okay, thanks for that. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. One on the export and domestic mix. So how was the mix in this quarter versus last quarter?
Domestic sales were 55% of consolidated sales and export sales were 45%.
This is
in Q2 FY24. In Q1 FY24, domestic was 53% of total sales and exports was 47% of total sales.
Okay. And secondly, would it be possible just to give a brief breakup in terms of industry exposure we have, like construction, paint, and especially is it paint possible to give us outline on the automobile exposure?
Hello. Yes, can you repeat your question?
So in terms of industry exposure, would it be possible just to give a breakup like which industry is contributing to our revenue, how much, and especially like in construction, paint industry, and in paint also, if possible for the automobile exposure?
On a standalone level, pharmaceuticals is nearly about 18% of our turnover, with electroplating and which comprises of decorative and hard plating is nearly about 8%. Pigments and dyes is about 13%. Wood preservative chemicals is nearly 9%. Refractory bricks, which goes into furnaces and plants in general, is about 9% of our total business. Leather and allied chemicals is nearly about 20%. The remaining 10% goes into industries like soaps and detergents, textiles, glass, automobiles, and battery chemicals. And on the barium front, it's nearly 50% comes from ceramics and tiles, that is in barium carbonate. And then we have the caustic soda brine purification industry that comprises of nearly 15% of our turnover. We have the construction chemicals, paints, and dyes, which is nearly 40% of our turnover.
40% of our barium revenues, right?
Yes, of the barium. At a consolidated level, it would be overall about less than 10%.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And best of luck. And happy Diwali to all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us and asking the right questions and, you know, giving us a chance to share our observations with you in general. Wish you all a very, very happy Diwali and a prosperous new year ahead from the entire Vishnu Chemicals family. If you have any questions or queries, please write to us on investors@vishnuchemicals.com. We will come back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Service, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.